Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 29th of March. Starting off with 88 Energy, where we've just fallen short of the target that we had at a resistance line there from February last year. 2.5 pence the high today so far. Has been 2.4. We've stretched out with a gap to the upside, which remains unfilled, which is healthy. And the view at this stage is that while there's no end of day close back below the initial March resistance there, that was at 1.78. Then we're looking for, hopefully, as a best case scenario target, as high as 3 to 3.5 pence over, I suppose, by the end of next month. As I said, while we hold that gap and that old March peak, the floor at the top of the gap today, 1.85 below the day. So 1.85, 1.75, that sort of area above that, looking for still higher prices, even though obviously at the moment rather dizzy heights given where we were at the beginning of the month. Moving along to AFC Energy, where inclusion today on the basis of a trendline break from last month, and also a gap to the upside, which is possibly more significant, at least while we hold above the floor of the gap there. That was at 48 pence on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards at least the 50-day moving average at 59. Best-case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months as high as £1.20, but let's see if we can get to the 50-day line first before getting too excited on that particular situation. On to Cloud Cocoa, which is a stock which has also gapped higher. The reason for inclusion today as well is gap related. We bounced off the floor of the gap from last month. That was a bear trap gap reversal, so that was a big plus. The gap higher was another big plus, and the fact that we bounced off the floor of the gap, or near the floor of the gap, in the 200-day line, also very helpful. That suggests that we should at least retest the March resistance towards 2 pence by the end of next month. 2 to 3 month target here as high as 3 pence, which is the top of a wide trend channel, sort of broadening trend channel there from the end of 2019. This stage, really back below the 200-day line at 1.2, really delaying the upside scenario. Onto a stock which I don't think I've ever covered before, but maybe I have, I'm not quite sure. Going on to Cloud Call. The reason for this is that just mixing it up a bit, not all stocks here are momentum plays. Here we've got bullish divergence, so we've had lower lows for the price action during March, and the RSI has remained flat. In fact, it's gone higher with the last lower low that we had, so that's bullish divergence, breaking that trend line there from January 2. And also, if you look closely, you can see that we've actually closed on Friday, we closed above the top of that gap, so that's an exhaustion gap reversal too. So that hopefully, with all those things together, we should at least trade back towards the mid-February peak there around 93 pence, and who knows, after that, things could get rather more exciting. On to a stock which has lots of fans at the moment, Critical Metals. Here we've had a consolidation between 14p and I suppose 18, 19p at the best. Looks as though finally after the consolidation, three tests of 14 pence, we should be moving higher, initially up to 20 pence, which is the top of the rising trend channel from the end of September. But a weekly close above 20, and we're looking for 40, 50 pence at that rather creatively drawn late September resistance line from last year. But let's see if we can get through 20 pence first in a decent kind of way on Critical Metals. Stock which I've been calling, I think, up from the 70s, 80s pence, something like that. That was at the start of the year. We had a nice breakout then, the sideways action, which is normally seen in the most bullish of situations. And since then, we've actually managed to gap through the initial March peak at £1.61. While we're above that, looking for a retest of the target that's actually just been hit, towards £2.50. That was an August resistance line projection, so that was the best case scenario target, and we've done that. So these things are not always pie in the sky, they can actually pan out quite well, but it'll be interesting to see how far the shares consolidate. At least while we're above today's intraday low and the top of the gap at £1.75, we should make a pretty reasonable push towards a retest of £2.50 as soon as the end of next month. On to a stock which is going well at the moment as well, and it's Europa Metals. We had that extended basing for the shares, sort of higher low basing after that bear trap gap reversal below 5 pence in July. Nice little hook here in terms of retesting old support as new resistance, and at least while we're above that January peak at 12.3 pence, call it 12 pence, on an end-of-day close basis, looking not only to retest March resistance around 16 pence, but also retest the best 25 to 30p peaks of last summer over the next 2 to 3 months. If you're a fan of the shares and have high hopes, then it doesn't get much higher than a retest of the old 2019 peak and 40 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. But a nice weekly close through 16 pence should do the trick there for Europa Metals. I covered Eurasia quite a lot, but it's obviously a stock which remains in focus, and it was worth looking just to see where we are, sort of the middle of today's session. Current situation is that we've just found support at old resistance around 29, 30 pence. Ideally, the shares will keep on trucking from this level, and a decent end-of-day close back above 31.5 pence early this week should be the trigger for a move towards the top of that broadening triangle from July last year, as high as 60 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. Obviously, that doesn't take into account any fundamental factors that may be brewing over in Russia and beyond at the moment. A company that I interviewed on Friday is coming up next, Ferroalloy Resources, and it was a pretty compelling interview, I have to say. One of the current situation is that we're looking for the shares to remain above the initial March peak. That was at 31 pence, and while we're above that, looking towards that resistance line projection from October, heading towards 45 to 50 pence. Might actually be a bit more than that. If we draw it more accurately, then it is up to 50 pence on that above 31 pence for Ferroalloy Resources. Next situation is one which has been, to be polite, a slow burner. Kibo is next, and here we've got the situation where we've broken that February resistance line and the 50-day moving average at 0.34. Above the 50-day line, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from October at 0.55. Should be relatively straightforward now, given how much time the shares have spent getting their act together, and also the latest dip at 0.3, which was testing old resistance as new support. The other plus point at the moment is we seem to be a day away from an MACD buy cross there, which in the recent past has been relatively reliable, especially at the end of December. That was a cracking buy signal there from the oscillator. On to a stock which I dithered in terms of looking at last week, but looks like the shares may be starting to prove their mettle. The key level here is 4.5 pence. That's been post-October resistance, and above that, a decent end-of-day close above that, which we didn't get last week. We could be heading towards the top of a rising trend channel from March last year on the Proteum Sciences daily chart, and that's promising a target to us as high as 7.5 pence by the end of May. If we're really lucky, I suppose it might be by the end of next month. Best case scenario target at the moment for fans of the shares is up to 9 pence, which is the parallel line going through the April resistance of last year. So above 4.5, up to as high as 9 for Proteum Sciences. That'll be a welcome recovery for the shares, which have been in the doghouse for quite some time. On to a favourite here at the Bulletin Board Heroes, Pires. Here we've got a situation where it looks like the consolidation that we've had for the last month to 6 weeks is over. We've found support above the 50-day moving average on several occasions now. That's at 14.5 pence, and above 14.5. Still looking for a target towards 30 pence at the top of that rising August trend channel. That might be seen as soon as the end of next month, or maybe going into May. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for a weekly close, or at least an end-of-day close through 18.6 pence, which was the initial, which has been the March peak to date for Pires shares. Another situation where we're not looking at momentum, we're actually looking at a potential bottom fishing opportunity. Here we've got Shield Therapeutics, which has obviously had rather a bad 3 or 4 months over the last few months. Current situation here is that we've got this what looks like a falling wedge, so a positive setup here. Very narrow price action between 31 and 34 pence. But the big win here on the technicals is the way that we've had lower prices for the latter part of March, but a higher RSI trace, and probably just need to see an end-of-day close through today's 36 pence peak to trigger a move towards 45 pence and the 50-day moving average. So that's for people who don't like chasing stocks after they've already moved a lot higher. On to a stock which has been on the back burner for a while now, Tiziana Life Sciences, another situation which mirrors what we've seen at Shield Therapeutics, i.e. consolidation near the lows. We've had lower lows for March to date, but the RSI has remained around, well, the base has been around the 40 level, which was the same as it was when the shares hit their low in February. So all we're looking for here really is an end of day close through today's 104 pence high, and above that looking towards £1.30 again, but wait for that trigger of 104 pence before considering this out of the woods. Otherwise you may be sitting on dead money again, but hopefully the situation here will be a mirror of what we saw in November, December. We also had bullish divergence there ahead of the move to the upside, which was a pretty decent one. The shares basically doubled from that particular low there. Always good when a stock remains above its placing level from memory, which can be a bit shaky. Zephyr raised £10 million today at 2 pence, and we're currently riding high at 2.25. We've also bounced off the floor of a rising trend channel, which looks pretty bang on the money here. Rising trend channel from September fits very well on in terms of the price action that we've had, especially the last lows there near 2 pence. The floor of the channel there at 2 pence, the target at the top of the channel up to 4 pence, and that could be seen by the end of May, 4 pence rather. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through the rising 50-day moving average at 2.35 pence, but it looks as though after the placing, the job has been done for Zephyr Energy. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.